Two Bandits.
Watching
Bluey!
This episode is called Duck Cake.
What up, party people, and welcome
yes!
to episode 96 of Two Bandits Watching Bluey.
You found us.
I'm your good pal, Greg Painter.
I see him right here.
And with me, he's the king of cakes. His name is...
I'm not that Duff guy from the Ace of Cakes. Remember that? Oh, got it. Cool. I'm Mike Martin, by the way,
buddy,
though.
Buddy, how's it going?
I am recovering from PTSD today by watching the episode that we're going to get into, but that's okay.
Oh, my. I have plenty of questions for you about that one today.
But otherwise, before and after the whole Bluey, and this is, you know, it's slightly traumatizing just from past experience. Otherwise, I'm doing very well today.
Good.
I am
it's
great.
Back to school week. Back. The littlies are back in school.
Our minds are upside down, folks.
Less background noise in our recordings.
So here in upstate New York, our kids go back to school the first week of September. Oh. That's post-Labor Day because we have people... We have friends that are down in Arizona that tell me, like, oh, your kids are just getting to school? This is the first week.
It's more weird than you can say it. Not just after Labor Day, the Thursday after. So they have a nice, hearty two-day week.
2 days of school.
To really just mess up everybody's routine.
And then they say, now you get the full week of school.
Then the kids are like, oh, two-day school week? This is pretty easy.
This is the best.
Wrong.
This is in Germany. Did you know, like, in Germany, they typically have that for work days to where you have, like, a shortened work day and there's, like, a reinforced, like, this is break time for...
That's called Gunterflecken, right?
Nailed it on the first take. I'm very proud.
I made up that word.
You did. It's okay. It's okay. I don't know if it's something that was in practice, but it's something I learned in high school.
Hey, German listeners, Gunterflecken, is that a thing?
Nine.
It could be. You don't know.
No.
You don't know.
You
know what I do know, though?
Mm-hmm.
This is a fun little episode right here we're about to talk about.
Yeah, very much so. Absolutely. We're here for duck cake.
Hey,
come on.
We have talked about duck cake. You've lived duck cake, which, again, very excited for your duck cake take.
My duck cake take is a tale of minimal sleep and...
oh, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it yet. No, why not?
Why's that?
Because I need to see what our friends at Wiki Bluey had to say about this-y.
Hey, Greg.
Yeah?
Our good friends at Wiki Bluey. What's duck cake?
Bluey wants to help Dad make Bingo's birthday cake.
Mm.
But she first must put away her toys. But nothing can tempt her to clean up until Dad drops the cake.
Oh.
Boom, okay. Boom, boom.
Yeah, that's a synopsis.
They're missing some stuff. The words duck.
I mean,
gotta have the word duck in the duck cake episode.
Oh, it doesn't say the word duck cake at all.
It doesn't say the word cake.
Okay. Well, to bring in the general user, you know, someone that doesn't understand what a duck, if somebody said attempted to make duck cake, you'd be like, ew, duck cake. Like, that's, are we doing?
What about the giblets?
The foie gras. Ah. Did you ever have foie gras before?
No, sir.
Okay.
The weirdest thing I ever had was escargot on the cruise ship. If you want to hear more about the experience, check out our Patreon.
That's right.
But let's get into this episode. We open up in Duplo City here.
Yeah.
We got Floppy Bunny in their relaxer chair.
Floppy is living that best life.
Holy crap. With those sunnies and just chilling like a villain.
Sure.
We've got, before even mentioned, I would just like pause and look. It's like so many injured animals.
Yes.
So many just, I really hope it's some
hospitals
sort of.
Hospitals have to stay all happen. You have to stay open somehow, man.
I hope it's not actual tape because that could ruin a stuffy. A little bit of tape on there, rip out some fur. I hope it's just like some sort of like just stretchy material, maybe like a napkin or something.
Battle scars, man. If they survive the Great War of the Living Room and the upstairs pasta pantry, then they have to show off chick stick scars, man.
There you go.
The monkeys. This, his arm.
This may be the most relatable thing I've ever seen them do in Bluey, and they don't even really touch on it.
Okay.
The kids spend goodness knows how much time setting up such an intense Lego city.
That looks, and it's pristine. It's good. Everybody has an action that's happening.
To then abandon it to play a match game.
Mm.
Just all the toys
everywhere. Oh, because they're playing right in the beginning there. Yes.
All done. Monkey, nope. And that thing, nope. Okay. That's a very, we're big on the Legos. We've got, our playroom has a massive dining room table sized Lego table.
Sure.
The kids rock, but we also decided about mid pandemic
match game
to
table.
Buy like 1,000 dominoes for the kids too, of all shapes, colors, and sizes. I can't with you. Which they don't use to set dominoes up. They more use just to make domino art on the floor.
Oh, like a mosaic? Almost?
Pretty much.
That's cool, actually. We got
a lovely Otto the Orange, a nice American flag on the floor right now.
That's cute.
But you set them all up, and then, all right, time to play Mario Piranha Plant game.
Yeah.
Walk away. Leave that all there. Leave the mess and go on to the next game. Very much felt in my heart the not finishing game one before starting game two in a communal area, Michael. This isn't the playroom.
Clean kitchen is a happy kitchen. That's the way I cook food. When I cook at all times, you're always cleaning while you're cooking. So that way, my perfect dinner situation is putting dinner on the table with the kitchen somehow being perfectly clean. It's just like an OCD thing I do, so I can relate to it. But also, they're 4 and 6
they're in the situation big enough. Here.
Because she's not 5 yet.
You're big enough to clear. She is a big 4 right now, as we're about to learn.
Well, of course.
Bingo's birthday soon.
It is. She's got to pick out the cake.
Exactly. And I love the, do we have to come in here? Why? For a fun thing. To pick out a birthday cake. Just to look at each other up. And then boom.
Facial expressions are fantastic in this episode.
I would say off like a rocket, except one rocket fails to launch because Bingo stumbles over Blomp. Lego City. Just pow.
They go for slapstick so well in this episode. It's, I think, well, no, because Bluey does it too. It's great. It's just so fun to just see him go, bleh! It's,
do we want a rocket ship? No. Do we want a princess? A sewing machine? A swimming pool?
Dude.
Jet planes. I was going to ask, and you might answer right now. Which one of those lovely cakes are you picking, Michael?
Am I picking it? Yes. No. I am happy that I did not have to do sewing machine cake. Look at the horror that exists on that page of having to pristinely cut it perfectly to the shape of the sewing machine. So
I do very much enjoy, though, this brought me back, but reminded me. Did you ever watch This Is Cake on Netflix? Or Is It Cake on Netflix?
I have not watched it, but I've heard from your side of the world that it's a very fun, entertaining show. Fun, entertaining.
Somebody actually makes a sewing machine cake, which is insanity. I'm sure if you type, hey, friends, type in, Is It Cake Sewing Machine? You'll see something that will just blow your mind. That's one of the craziest
looking
ones
just
I remember
like
making
a sewing machine?
On
no,
that show.
Get out of here.
It's
get
crazy. Save it for after the pod.
I would fall into, pretty I'd awesome. Be the one that's like, that's not a billiards pool ball. This one's cake. And I take a big bite of it and I break my teeth.
Recall your teeth.
Hate my life. So can't do it.
My money is on the pool cake. The pool cake looks fun to me.
The swimming pool
There's
one?
There's some Swedish fish in there or something.
I said the swimming pool one is super rad because it's just a circle cake. You cut out the middle, fill it up with what? Jello, maybe? Stick stuff on the sides, have little, like you said, Swedish fish in there. That's great. I dig it.
And this book, as we've talked about before, and our pal, the Duff Man, Adam,
yes,
Duffy,
right. Adam Duffy,
sent us the Australian Women's Weekly Children's Birthday Cake book.
Yes.
I'll say that 5 times fast.
Whew.
So thanks again to Duff Man for that one. And there's so many other just bonkers cakes in that sucker.
Yes, absolutely. It was my reference to use for my duck cake experience also. So it's highly appreciated.
But duck cake, that's what we're going with.
Yes.
Why are we going with it, Michael?
It made me happy.
Makes my tail wag. Yeah. That's just adorable.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know if like the parents, if Chili and Bandit looked through the book beforehand and be like, don't let it be the duck cake. And they try like, ooh, jet planes. Or so if they were just,
it's shaped like 6 and we put toys on it. That's pretty, super easy.
That is. But
we go.
I hope it wasn't that way. I don't think it was.
We go duck cake. Mm-hmm. And good luck, Bandit. Because it's on you. Because mini boom. Hockey time.
Mini hockey.
Love it.
What's little, mini hockey? Is it field hockey?
Mini field hockey is my guess just based on Chili's experiences.
Oh, yeah.
Because they don't really call, when Chili goes to play hockey, she plays hockey. She doesn't play field hockey. They always call it hockey.
So, and okay, I just don't think, super cool.
I don't think there's that much ice in Queensland based on what our good friends tell us about the area.
That's true.
So I think we're dropping the ice.
I don't know.
And this is hockey.
First week of school right now. Could be hockey season over there right now.
It's true.
Could be.
We don't know.
Is there, what's a mini sport that I would be like, all right, Finn, I'm going to take you to, it would be mini bowling. That sounds weird.
Well, again, cruise ship. We had that mini bowling that I showed you in pictures that we talk about.
That's got that. That's the old
Patreon.
Time bowl. Maybe.
It's not 9-pin. It was 10-pin. It was rad.
I love that, though.
It's rad, are just like Bingo's uncle.
Nailed it.
But
first try.
Chili can't do it because remember the clown cake? Did you hear the record like when they said
It slowed down the music. Like I said, Joff just killed the music perfectly. That was not a funny clown. Now, do you have a version of what you could say is your family's or your own version of clown cake? That's like a, oh God, meal that ever happened. There was one time Carrie cooked a chicken breast when we were like experimenting food, and we stuffed it with pico de gallo to see if it would cook in some fun fashion. We're young. We didn't cook for very long at the time. We were still fresh youngins. I would say probably 19 years old. And we peeled open the foil after it was nicely seasoned, and we just cooked it in the oven, and it was a chicken breast filled with really warm pico de gallo. It was a very bad decision in our lives. So that's our clown cake. I don't know if you have one, but
we are very basic when it comes to cooking a lot of times. Sure. Very much follow the recipe. But I will throw on the bonfire good old Mama Dawn. Shout out Mama Dawn if you're still listening. I will probably hear about this soon. And she knows what I'm talking about already. One Thanksgiving, she's like, I'm going to do a different recipe for our stuffing.
Yes.
And it was basically all sage all the time.
Yes.
And that was the greenest stuffing in stuffing town ever, to the point where still to this day, when we go over there for Thanksgiving, I'll say, stovetop, please. And we'll have her lovely homemade stuffing that she made. Oh. And we'll stick with that stovetop. Love you, Mama Dawn. Love you every day.
She's a sage, lovely lady, so.
But exit bingo through the war zone.
Yes.
Can Chili barely walk.
Boop. Very well.
And Billy's all excited, though. I want to help.
That's right.
Helping doesn't mean helping when kids want to help. Helping means helping in the way that I want to help. I want to do the fun help.
Yes, the fun help is always good if you're able to do that. But if it's a task that's separate, then it's tricky because it does call for probably 4 or 5 hollers of, still got that going on, right? Still picking up. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, not so much. Not a Lego type. And going back to our, this is funny. Going back to our domino set issues.
Ooh.
They were all over, and in-laws were coming over, best parents coming over for lovely football tailgate time.
Yes.
And I was like, kids, pick up the dominoes, pick them up. I take off, wasn't paying attention. I come back, and I see the dominoes all picked up, sorted by color. And right when I saw them sorted by color, I looked at Beth, like, your mom did this, didn't she? And Beth was like, yeah, my mom did that, so...
Oh!
Their tails weren't wagging. They didn't get $2 bucks or a sticker. For that one,
no,
kiddos.
Not a chance. the beauty of Philosopher Bingo when she leaves, when she's walking out with Chili, where she's like, "How do people without tails know they're happy?" Oh, boom! Mic drop, Bingo coming right in there. Perfect.
She knows her stuff. Bingo always has those one-liners, those moments.
Oh,
like. But we do get Bluey. Bluey says she'll pick up her stuff.
Sure,
but not Bingo's, because Bingo did the motel. I did the animal hospital.
Interesting. There's a huge heel turn, face turn motif with Bluey in this episode, which I'm surprised by her just like, I won't touch Bingo stuff, because they were playing together the whole time. Maybe, I mean, I hope that it's her saying it because she doesn't want to take apart something that Bingo really liked building. And she, I don't get, no, that's not the case at all.
I'm
very hopeful, but it's just... I mean, think about it this way, too. They put a lot of work into that.
That was an intense setup. There was a rescue helicopter
right. With
a zip line down to, I believe, the giraffes?
Yes, the two giraffes.
That was intense.
There's a neck injury. There's a leg injury. There's a lot going. They put a lot of thought into it. Now, with that being the case, if they're making the duck cake, that means the party's happening within the next
soon.
24.
Yes.
So, yes, picking up does make sense.
And it's duck cake time. Bandit is ready to start. Hey, Mike.
Yeah? What's a duck cake?
What's it like building a duck cake? You are the only one who's duck caked. Bandit makes it look pretty trifical, even though there are some self-inflicted errors there of not reading the directions.
Sure.
But
I read the directions.
How was the duck cake experience for you? We've never really verbalized it.
Woof! So we did, it was a full-on Bluey theme party, but duck cake, of course, has to happen at the party. And the cake making process, I wanted the cake to be as fresh as possible, so I wanted to make it at least the day before. And seeing how big the pans were that needed to happen, we didn't have appropriate pans that would have worked perfectly for it. So I did have to MacGyver the pan setup to where I didn't have a deep enough pan for one of the sections, because it's two sections of pans. I used three of them, and I realized you can't take things out of the oven at 9 o'clock and start frosting them. If anyone's watched the Great British Bake Off, is this cake, any baking show, you know the smart thing to do is let your cake rest for about 10 hours. So I had to make the cake and let it sit and then wake up at 5 a.m. to do the cutting, assembling, and all that.
That is a good point. I'm not sure if how much pre-pro we did not see. I'm not sure if they bought pre-made cakes to chop down, because cakes were just out and then frost immediately. That frosting should have just... Because I am not the baker of the family by any stretch.
I'm not either.
I'm very much like, I made the cake. Time to put the frosting on. And then I have a cake with no frosting.
So 5 a.m. on birthday party day. That's my shambles leftover of cutting. I'm showing Greg a picture of all of the cutting that needed to happen in order to make this cake. It was an intimidating project. The rules were very direct on it. And in the end, what was when people walked by, it was a cake that looked like a duck. And I was very quite
impressive. It was quite impressive. Kudos to you. I definitely wouldn't have had the patience, the know-how, or the wherewithal.
Very difficult. I'll post pictures this week with the Twitter/X. Gonna give it to you. and it's a fun it's rewarding though. You know what?
It's sparkle like, in Finn Man's eyes when he saw it.
Absolutely. I think
sparkle in my eyes.
I was gonna say more sparkles in your eyes. Don't worry about the disposable straws that were inside of it, because there was no.
Cake, not quite as fun for Bandit though. Out the gate.
Oh, that was not fun.
No. But sounds fun to Bluey. Bluey doesn't want to clean up.
Mm-hmm.
Bluey needs some motivation. And if you clean the penguins, the giraffes, the monkey house, I'll give you one sticker each. That's one good deal if you're telling me.
That's three stickers. Gold stickers.
Three gold stars. Can't beat that. So Bluey cleans the monkey house. Because one's enough.
One is enough. I don't need to do more.
That's a good deal, right?
So Bandit in that situation, because he was not expecting to be on duck cake duty, of course.
No.
So I think this is one of those episodes where you can be like, they're not the perfect parents, because Bandit literally is in like, I need to focus on this cake.
The struggle is real.
Hardcore.
And duck's heads don't have to be round.
Not at all. And Bluey just keeps like,
Poking.
One's enough stars. And Dad's like, the house needs to be cleaned up though, because the party's tomorrow. How do I? $2 bucks.
$2 bucks.
There you go. $2. You finish the fight. Poor guy is like fighting with this cake, and I can sense it. That's why I did it when nobody was awake. Like, I didn't want people to be around me when I'm like, come on, Mike, you got this.
$2 bucks. I wonder what Blue's saving up for here.
Oh.
I mean, we just hit Father's Day.
Yep.
In the lovely land of Australia. Maybe.
Oh!
Maybe Blue is saving up to get some performance kit Manscaped for Bandit. Because once again, friends.
Look at that!
This episode is brought to you with support from our good friends at Manscaped.
That's right. Absolutely.
And their products, precision engine tools, their performance package, still pretty awesome.
Very much so.
A week in to using their products. Loving it. Again, Manscaped, promo code 2BWB.
That's us, if you didn't know.
If you didn't know.
Absolutely.
But we talked about the performance package last week.
Yep.
In detail.
Ooh.
I want to talk about something else with you that I am very excited to try out here in the near future.
Sure. And it's probably something I'm going to be jealous of. I'm not going to lie to you.
I was looking at their website. They've got something called the Plow 2.0.
Okay.
So I struggle with razors. I am not a bearded gentleman like yourself.
That was
like
the pickle.
I like a smooth, pretty face that I have right here.
Indeed.
But I use those dollars. Half the time I just grab the razors that Beth has lying around and just shave. Irritable, unfriendly.
Not taking care of yourself.
The Plow is a single blade, double edge safety razor with a stainless steel blade, and it looks BA, and that's the only letters I'll say because we're a clean podcast.
Look at you, TPPG.
So fresh and so clean, heavy duty razor. It feels like a real razor in your hand and not like a flimsy piece of plastic.
Very much so.
I am very excited to try that sucker out because the reviews are awesome.
Look at us Winton's dads over here. This is very much the vibe that we're going to be getting off of this, I think. And that's what makes me excited about this is you'll be able to experience something that I, the goofy bearded guy, don't get to experience yet and am jealous of because it seems like it's a product that will be taking care of you, man. So
yeah, they've got that. We also have, for shave on the go, again, big traveler, the Handyman.
Yes.
The compact face shaver for just that quickie shave. Because again, I'm lazy. I'll say it. I don't like to get the shaving cream out, the razors and all that stuff. And to have a go-between, quick buzz shaver doodad, the handyman, it's going to be my good friend. It's going to be my better friend when I get it for 20% off.
20%.
And free shipping with the code 2BWB at manscaped.com. That's 20% with free shipping.
Whew.
Manscaped.com. Promo code 2BWB.
That's us.
Unlock your confidence and always use the right tool for the right job with Manscaped.
Goodness golly.
But yeah, that's
smooth as butter.
But yeah, that's what she's saving up for, right?
Very much. With the $2 bucks? That's
exactly. Oh, wait, no, a Sparkle Pony. Never mind.
Oh,
never mind. Cut that last bit out. I might have been confused.
Okay. I might keep it.
We'll keep it. Well, just randomly, why not?
Eh, they're good peoples. Heavy learning lesson here for Bluey. Really quick.
Dollars and cents.
Not, yeah, it doesn't add up very much. Like, especially because if she did the math of stickers adding up, stickers don't add up to nothing.
Yeah.
Like, this one's got frosting
added to frosting. Exactly. That's a win right there.
I don't know. I don't think it was like foreshadowing detective skills from Bandit. Being like, okay, cool. I can just give her the frosting. Unless it was something.
I think Bandit was struggling. Because right before we go to talk about how much $2 can buy, you meant to put the icing on at the end, Bandit.
Hey.
I'm not Mr. Baker Man. I even knew I'm that not at all part. Either. I even knew wait to the end to put the frosting on,
yes,
my dude.
Very much so. Very. I mean, there might be times where it's like, if I put the icing on there, they'll adhere, what have you. But that was. I mean, when I did the duck cake, it was probably my first attempt at actually making a cake.
Really?
So, yeah, very much.
Well,
I don't,
double kudos then.
I don't do the baking thing. No, there's no kudos required because I followed the directions. Thank you very much, Adam Duffy, for sending me the exact directions that we needed for it. But otherwise, and that's what's cool about baking is if you follow it to a T, then it's cool, because there's temperatures and there's, it's not just like standing at a grill and neither here nor there. Done.
Can't get too many star ponies with $2.
Can't.
When they cost $50.
$50 bucks.
I enjoyed that quick little, well, they cost $50. So then how many can I get with $2? It's like, my dude, you've got that math. I know you do.
Yeah.
The answer is none.
I feel like they're doing for a very 2D version of Bluey in this episode of she's selfish-ish and then she realizes the tail wagging because she's directly
it's also kids not knowing money. Emily is getting really good at money and understanding the value of things and saving. Like we got both of them now for like cleaning the room, picking up. They get $5 a month Roblox.
Aye.
$1 Robux? Robux, I think they're
Roblox?
Called. Roblox? Roblox bucks.
Roblox bucks.
And Emily Roblox is bucks. Just saving and saving. She's got like $50 of Robux just chilling.
What does that do?
Like they buy clothes and expander packs and this. Livy gets her money and just gone instantly. I was like, more please. Like, no, dude, that's your month. That's not fair. That's perfectly fair.
I don't know what the Roblox Robux go towards. So personally, right now, Finn just started playing about a week ago. He's still walking around.
For that.
He's looking like me walking around with a black t-shirt, just living his best life. So you know what? Get it, dude. Oh, man.
So problem solved, just give me $50 to clean up the toys.
What?
Dude. Kids.
Correlation is not kicking so far, folks.
No, sir. But I got you better than $50.
Ow.
You can lick the icing off the beaters and the little Bluey happy dance and squeal.
Boom.
Just game changed. I'm cleaning. I got this. This is why you're a nice person.
Yeah.
Icing.
This is where it's the whole not the perfect parent situation, because Bluey is seeking some sort of advice. Of why is it important? Why should I? Why should I? Why should I? And he did here with the, because you should just do it thing.
I would have hit that second one basically when we were debating how much money I get paid for. It's like, you get paid being able to play with your tablet tomorrow. That's your pay. Not getting grounded from technology for not picking up your room.
And you can just tell that Bandit is just hitting his level of just like, I need to make sure that this thing is perfect before they get home. Bluey, homie.
It's stress. You got a little one. Beth put together an awesome Mario coin block cake for Liv's birthday this year. That was a long and stressful process for her, because you had a little one who's just seeing pictures online of perfection.
Oh,
and you want to get as close
don't
to
compare.
That. Okay.
I just showed Finn the picture at the end of this episode. I'm like, you want that? He's like, yeah. Worked out perfectly for me. bro.
But now we have one of the not-tier saddest moments in Bluey, I think.
Oh, Bandit's breakdown here?
But man. Well, first off, my dude, get the skewer in your hand. Either one, have the skewer ready to go, or two, plop that skewer in the bottom and then slide the head on top of the skewer. That was the reverse order of doing that.
His beginner skills of bakery did show in that situation, because I was like, hold the cake in one hand, put the skewer on top with it. Like, I'm like, come on, like, you have two paws. You can do this, Bandit.
It's got four paws if you really think about it.
That's weird. That's weird cooking.
That's very true. She was very Martin cooking, but weird cooking nonetheless.
Oh no.
Poor guy. Duck cake splat in the ground. Even Bluey's like,
Yeah. She's just full icing.
And then he just melts. He just hands over his face and just slides down. No tears, but just completely exasperated with life in the world.
Yeah.
And I think, and I don't even think just Bluey, like, I think kids in general, when they see their parents just down, at no matter what age, they want to fix. They want to help. I'm very much a klutz and a toe stubber fall down around the house.
Yeah.
And the son's like, ah, I'm like, are you okay? Is there anything I can do? Like, when they see, when kiddos see their parents not feeling it, hurt, sad, whatever, that's when the best of them comes out. And that's what happens for Bluey here big time.
Very much with Bluey, because right before that happened, she was just like, now I know why you do jobs. Icing.
Yeah.
Like, to her, this is basic life. This is great. This is easy.
And Bandit's just feeling like parent fail. Like, she's a little stinker today, and I've done nothing to make her learn that what she's doing is not right until he accidentally does.
Right. And that's where, you know, she realizes there are other ways to find joy, and that's... It is helping people out.
And knows the difference of picking on dad and dad being playful fun and realizing, ooh, dad's really sad right now.
Yeah.
Let me clean up this mess and offer solutions. You know, we can just turn that neck into a head. We can make it happen. It's okay.
Everybody in that situation. Don't be sad. Exactly. And then she goes over and, because she does that, and he's super grateful for it. He's just like,
I just need a minute. I've had my minute. And then let me clean up the mess and,
oh,
Bluey. Thank you.
Swag.
That wiggity wagging tail, like nobody's business.
And that's where she realizes it. It's great.
Let me help you fix the neck. No, I gotta do something else first. And just cleans everything. Love me some Bandit with a precise. I'm sure it's probably just the yellow dye, but in my head he's like adding vanilla extract.
I thought it was vanilla extract too. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Extra flair.
Yes.
Mixing it up. Getting the
4D look.
Potato chips on the head.
Man, I
popcorn main.
Use Pringles.
Ooh.
I wanted more of the, like, I know they look like Lay's chips, but the Pringles got that duck bill dough. Come on.
You got it.
Oh. Little gumdrops down the chest.
And we're all bow tie. Good. We're all clean. We're all duck caked. And cue squashed. Mom and bingo.
Yeah.
Mom comes in. Did you clean this? Thanks, Bluey. That earnest thanks from a parent is just... Again, not just Bluey. I make sure when the kids do like a big deal thing, or I'm just proud of them, it's like that eye contact and like, thank you.
Yeah.
That was great. I'm proud of you. That means more than any icing or $2
worth puffing the chest as a little kid there.
And you done did good, Bluey.
And it showed it in that exact moment, because everything stopped for a second. And when Chili said that, it was a pause and the music stopped again, and almost in the same way of where it was a clown cake, but it was the earnest and just like, thank you so much, Bluey. And a little ukulele starts playing, and there's like very low, quiet marimbas, and it's playing the same music that was playing in that moment, but it made it just like, this is really like a separate, genuine moment. And then it continued with the music that was happening as regular.
Duck cake! So, bingo, crash and burn.
Miss Bingo, just having that yin and yang of sweet moment. Beelines it and slapstick falls right in there. She's clearly not exhausted from hockey, or she
clearly not. And also, she's lucky that Bluey cleaned up. Otherwise, she was Godzilla-ing that animal hospital. Like, whoa,
duck cake.
But leave it, Bluey. It's okay. And just Bandit again, just wanting to make your kids happy.
Shaking
whether you're building
bit.
Or creating something, I did my best.
Here you go, I guess.
Bingo. loves it.
Yeah.
Couldn't be happier.
Why would you not?
Everybody's tail is wagging like crazy.
It's a kid that's turning 4 to 5. You know, if it seems like a slightly knockoff generic, they're going to treat it like it was the best thing ever. So it's great.
And it was the best thing ever for Bingo. Hey, Bluey, did you help?
Who?
Don't know.
Who?
Because Bluey is there picking up, tail wagging right along the way. Love the message of this episode.
Very much so.
Love what it's teaching kids about just being a big helper in your family, much like Daniel Tiger would say, with the fun and the silliness wrapped into it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a quote from Daniel Tiger. I was waiting for it.
Be a big helper in your family.
Oh, okay,
you can
cool.
Be a big helper in your family.
Altruism's fun, man. Doing something without looking for, seeking, you know, the pride. Like, oh, I was the person that did that. It's just doing the thing. It's a really cool feeling, and that's a great message of the episode. It really is. You don't need gold stars. You don't need dollar bucks. You don't need battered whiskey thingies. Look at me, kitchen guy.
I thought you said battered whiskey things. And I was like,
the whisks. No, like whiskey. Like things that go in a blender. The whisks. Yeah. No. Not that type of podcast.
Let me bail you out of this confusing
this
moment.
This is not whale watching.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, bud.
What's your favorite thing today?
My favorite thing? Dang, this is tricky. But honestly, that weird pause fun. Oh. Not a funny clown moment when they do the pause and talk about that. It makes me laugh so hard because she's like, you remember that dog? And there's this ridiculous dramatic moment. It makes me laugh very much. So I have to. Greg, what was your favorite thing today?
That pause from Bandit. Thank you, Bluey.
Yeah.
Just that wholesome feeling. Just you done good, kid. And just how satisfying that was for Bluey. I helped my dad when he needed me. Look at me go.
Good.
That was a real nice moment.
Completely agree. Followed up, the runner-up, of course, is the Chili saying the same thing and Bingo coming running in and just crashing. So perfect. Would that be the case? Oh, man. This is tricky for a short amount of characters. Let's see which way you go. Who's your favorite character?
My favorite character is Bandit because who hasn't been there? It was a long day. It was a rough well, not long day. Long couple hours of just big project. I'm not much of a baker person,
sure. But
my closest thing to this recently was we had to replace, I replaced the bathtub faucet in the kids' bathroom because whenever we pulled up the little stopper thingy and the water comes out of the tap, it would go, whee!
Yeah.
Because there's an air in the line type of thing. So like, all right, I'll take this apart. And it didn't come apart as easy as I thought. So I had like a hacksaw and hammers to like bash it off the wall. And the kids kept coming in like, it's so loud. What's going on?
And then you said, here's a duck cake.
And finally got it put together and turned on. The kids like, wow, Dad, you did a great job. It looks so good. It's like, darn right I did. So that feeling of being at your lowest of your low thinking, I just broke the house / duck cake to, yeah. Good job.
See?
That's right, family.
Feel good about
Bandit.
It.
Bandit points to you. Hey, Mike.
Does your faucet look like a duck cake situation, though? Like, is it like a little jerry-rigged?
Maybe
or
without
it...
the head and with water coming out of its... Hey, Mike, who's your favorite character?
My favorite character is Bluey in this episode. Very much so. It's you see the change, and I like the realization that you can give something without wanting something back, because the whole thing she does in the beginning of the episode is, I'm going to do this in order to receive this. I'm going to do this to get the stars. I'm going to do this to get the dollar bucks. I'm going to do this in order to get the whisk. Not the whiskey, the whisk. And at the second half of the episode, she's doing it because she likes doing it and makes other people feel good. And that's a really cool turning point for Bluey. So has to be for me. Greg.
Yeah. No.
You're saying it to me now.
I say it to you now.
You say it
Thank
to
you
me
for reminding
now
me.
I don't know how to do my job here at Two Bandits Watching Bluey, 2BWB.
How do you rank duck cake?
5 a.m. is what time I had to wake up to put the frosting on my duck cake. That is so worth it. It's worth the labor of love, and your kids appreciate it no matter what.
Whether it's a duck cake or a faucet, your kids will be very proud of you.
See? Just take care of it. Greg, is it possible? Is it truly possible to rank episode 96 of Bluey? We're talking about duck cake. What do you rank?
I rank this 25 days of picking up your Legos to earn enough for one Sparkle Pony.
That's a true statement.
It's a very true statement.
Do they charge overtime?
Thank you, everybody out there for listening. Plug o'clock. Link tr.ee/watchingbluey. Merch, Patreon, socials. Mike, are we getting a new t-shirt? Did I hear a rumor? There's going to be a new t-shirt?
That depends. I'm doing a prototype of a t-shirt, and I haven't heard back when I said if somebody would like to see a cool heavy metal looking Bluey, Two Bandits Watching Bluey t-shirt.
It could be coming soon.
I would be happy to do that.
I think put that prototype in motion, young man.
Okay.
By the time you hear this,
that's a good possibility. You might
have a rock star looking, the most Two horrifyingly Bandits Chattermaxified shirt at our T Public store.
Put your cool horns up and make it look like you like heavy metal. And if you do, cool. But if you don't and you're listening to our podcast, you'll look just as cool. Don't worry.
Cameo. Hey, guys.
Yes, we are out there.
On the Cameo front. I guarantee you, the first person who goes and asks for one is going to get the most epic cameo in the history of cameos because we will be so darn excited to do it. Just saying.
Understatement.
Check out our Cameo. $2 bucks. Go nuts.
All on the link tree.
One more time. Manscaped.com.
Yes, and.
Promo code 2BWB.
It helps us out more than you know, honestly.
Rate, review, subscribe, send an email.
Heck
I
yeah.
actually found at watchingbluey.com.
Yes.
We had an email from Slasher1113.
Slasher, what's up?
Says that their favorite episode is Duck Cake. They love to see. We get Bandit feeling vulnerable when he's sulking behind the counter, knowing that he's making a cake for Bingo's birthday. It's a big deal for him. Like it so much because of the central theme of what it means to wag your tails as a hue dog.
Mm, oh, good yes, wordage.
Yes, throwing the words. Before watching Duck Cake, I probably instinctively knew by the back of my head, tail wagging equals happy. After watching Duck Cake, however, you realize that the tail wagging is an involuntary expression of overwhelming happiness.
Mm.
This coming from a delightful 21-year-old gentleman who still watches cartoons. Hey, my dude, you're never too old to watch cartoons.
Welcome to the club, friend.
Thank you so much for your long and awesome email about Duck Cake.
Heck yeah. I've got one that's coming from one of our Spotify where we had a Q&A from the last episode. And this is from Arson that said, I wish I could also hear the episodes while listening to you guys. Cool thing about that, we do that sneakily and slowly, and we have one coming up in the fun month of, we call
it Banditober.
Banditober, ladies and gents and everybody all involved. And what we do is we do watch-alongs of certain episodes. So you can find some secrets in our back catalog along with Manitoba coming up.
Yes,
buckle up.
Sir.
Oof.
P.O. Box 2372, Syracuse, New York 13220. What do I have in my hand right now, Mike Martin?
I see a large manila envelope.
Large manila envelope, all the way from Georgia.
Woohoo!
From our friend Reevee. Apologize if I pronounce that wrong. Reevee Rivy. Let's
shout him out and
open
yell at
this
him
and see.
Yell at Greg if they get it wrong.
What? I asked you before. Get
that, I know.
Get that satisfying envelope opening noise.
Ooh.
What do we have
Two
in
Bandits
here?
ASMR while we open up envelopes. Stellar.
Oh, this is cool already. 1 second. We got some lovely art here.
Yes.
Look at this. Beautiful picture of the Healer Clan. That is awesome. And then a lovely letter. My name is Reevee. I live in Georgia, USA. I am 11 years old in 7th grade. Love your show and Bluey.
Thank you.
Your guys' theories are interesting and make a lot of sense.
Yes,
give
we
you a
do.
5-star review, but I don't have social media. That's probably for the best, my friend. My favorite character in the series is either Drama Queen Muffin or Bingo.
That's a great one.
If you had a choice outside of the Healer family, I would choose Maynard for Granddad and Explorers.
Ooh.
Thank you for all the work you put into your podcast. I look forward to episodes every Monday. Don't feel pressured to mention this on the podcast. I don't mind if you do, though.
Well, good thing we did it before.
I did. And also, Reevee, excellent handwriting. Like a million times better than anything that I have. So
Samesies, don't
you get
worry.
An A+ for that as well. And I have a little picture of a little Two Bandits headphone on your iPhone here.
Yeah.
Super duper cool. So thank you so much.
Rock out.
Awesome, awesome letter.
That is so cool. Man, that was a lot.
That was a lot.
Was
but
great.
Good thing we don't have anything. Whip. Lastly.
Oh, that's right. And always most importantly, why do we even record this podcast without this?
If you want to make your life a lot easier and not wake up at 5 a.m. like Mike did.
Hire Baker.
Go to Happy Cake Day Bakery in Alderley, Queensbury. Somebody's going to call me on that.
Absolutely.
Alderley, Queensbury. Happy Cake Day creates delectable, drool-worthy cakes.
Ooh, ooh.
For gift cakes for your next event. Whether it's an office celebration, a kid's birthday party, or a surprise for the cake lover in your life. Baked with love from scratch, our affordable cakes are delivered directly to your door throughout Brisbane in a flash. Order online today.
Come on,
promo
Greg.
Code
DemCakesDough. DemCakesDough.
HappyCakeDay.com.au. My goodness, some of these cakes are insanity.
Straight.au. No.com.au?
.com.au.
Oh, okay. You scared me.
I said it.
I know. Okay. I got
it. I assume.
I was.
Get it out of the edit. Appreciate you all.
Goodness golly.
Appreciate Duck Cake.
That's right.
Appreciate Ravi. Appreciate Slasher 113.
That's right.
Appreciate everybody listening.
Do you know what's next?
Next is one of your faves.
It's Handstand, baby.
It's Handstand.
Get your notes going.
It's going to be nuts. It's going to be fun. But until next time, everybody.
What happens?
Gotta be done.
It's gotta be done, man.